Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Martin Davalos, Blake Baggett, Justin Hill, Darren Durham, and Tyler Rattray, we make champions. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
Chad Reed, Thunder Valley. Chad Reed, Muddy Creek, the best race of the year. It's something's going on. You're trying to work it out. You're trying to feel it. It's not the Chad Reed that we know out there on the track, but at least it's the best one today of the year.
Yeah, it was stellar day. Really stepped it up today. Went 15-13.
You feel a little bit better though, or no, not at all?
No, I feel horrible. Okay. I don't want to be here. But I wrote on Twitter the other day, and I put it out there for my fans is, you know, what I realized last year and what I realized more again this year is Saturdays, they drop the gate, whether you're ready or not. Yeah. And in a perfect world, it'd be nice to take, you know, 2-3 weeks off and get healthy and come back. But, you know, we're a single rider team. We've got sponsors to keep happy. And I'm coming off of a pathetic Supercross season, and it's even worse outdoors. So I'm trying to stay positive, trying to take week by week and, you know, get my head above water. I honestly think that it's not going to be any better next week, and hopefully, you know, the week off will allow us to try to get back in to normal programs and hopefully, you know, be, you know, have a shot at it after the break. You know, I think, where do we go? Buds Creek.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's the honest truth. It's just we don't have anything to give right now. It's frustrating, and it sucks to even talk to the media, because it's just like, what do you say? You know, The honest truth is I don't have anything to give. I got issues. I don't need to let the world know what my issues are, but there's issues, and we're dealing with them as best we can. And, you know, sure, it'd be nice to have a miracle and have it all, you know, fixed overnight, but it's going to take time. So if I had to try to predict when things will start to turn around, I think that after the break, we'll start to, you know, be back towards the, you know, front of the pack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Track, new facility, what'd you think?
I think second moto, the track come around. You know, it sucks because, you know, Barnett is heavily involved. Love the guy, builds my own personal tracks. But I would say that, you know, coming out here and ride practice, it was the worst track I've ever ridden as a professional athlete. I mean, just...
It was too muddy?
Whoever bought wood chips and whatever, I would love to know the money and... Just, you know, go burn it. Go and put it on a bonfire, you know, and literally waste that money next year and don't put wood chips on the racetrack. Right. Let's race a hard pack track. I mean, yeah, okay, none of us really love hard pack. It's nice to go to, you know, nice, fluffy, nice, loamy tracks, but none of us, I can promise you, none of us as riders like coming to places where it's rock hard underneath and then you go and put a bunch of wood chips on top. And then you water the crap out of it, and it's literally like riding on a muddy garden for first half of the day, and then that all pushes off, and then it's just nasty, hard, shitty ruts. And hopefully they learn a lot today. I'd like to say that to run an American National, AMA National, you don't have to add sand, you don't have to add wood chips. That's
let it be, whatever it is.
You know, don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure that in the AMA rule book, there. It doesn't require you to do that. Right. So, you know, let's leave that shit off the racetrack next year and try to, I don't know. The layout wasn't amazing, but I think it come around. I think everybody will agree, everyone I talked to, we all felt that we should have probably brought, you know, CRF 150s and, you know, RV wanted these super mini. But, you know, it seemed like it come around, you know. At first, we were skeptical, I think, but for the most part, it came around. The triple was massive. I can tell you that. I was really surprised that the lights guys were doing it. It was pretty much everything I had in third gear. So,
Shorty said he was scared.
I wasn't scared ever, but I was really surprised. Those lights guys' bikes must haul ass, I can tell you that, because my 450, I was pretty much third gear, everything I had. So, yeah, impressive.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for doing this interview. I know you really didn't, you said you had nothing to say. I appreciate you doing it. Hopefully, yeah, after the break, Bud's Creek, we'll see the Chad Reed we're used to seeing, because this sucks. You need to tell the rider needs to tell the owner that he needs some time off.
Yeah. Hey, and then the boss is in there cooking dinner, and she, you know, right. she's a tough boss.
Yeah. Now so. You're gonna feel the second wrath, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks.
All right. Thanks.